Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 46, verses 2 through 11. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Hard times are inevitable. Loved ones die. Friends face sickness. Our spouse loses his or her job. The range of human pain is broad, but for those of us who are believers, God comforts us in all our affliction, as we see in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 4. Today's scripture passage speaks of great calamities, some from natural causes and others brought about by men. Such trials often bewilder us, but verse 10 tells us where to turn. God's followers should be still and remember that He's the sovereign Lord of the universe. The key to dealing with difficulty lies in trusting the One who controls all things. Instead of trying to manage the situation ourselves, we should actively wait for God to move and trust that He will work on our behalf. This involves taking time to be alone with our Heavenly Father, crying out to Him, meditating on His Word, and listening to Him. Human instinct urges us to take control ourselves. In contrast, God wants us to patiently and expectantly wait on Him. He also tells us to surrender what we think is right and submit to His plan. What's your response when trouble arises? Whether your current circumstances are good or painful, take time to be still before the Lord and trust that He is in control.